fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 22nd day of March. The preparative today is to get your ballistic helmets, gas mask, and body armor now while you can. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Jeff Nyquist. Jeff began a quest about 37 years ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with the International Communist Conspiracy. Jeff is the author of 6 books for sale at Amazon.com. His website is jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. And good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, I know you typically don't listen to my show before you come on, but we had Attorney Todd Callender with us for an hour and a half, and it was breathtaking. It was absolutely breathtaking, the information that he put out. And we will go whatever direction we need to put up more information this hour with you. And we already got a couple of callers on hold for you, sir. We've got, first, we have Dave in Texas. Good morning, Dave. Dave in Texas. Hello, Dave in Texas. Okay, I don't know what happened. Hello, Dave in Texas.
One, two. Are you there?
There you go. Oh, hey, now we hear you, Dave.
In Texas.
Yeah,
go ahead, Dave.
It took off for the for that. Flipped me on there. Hey, from the last segment, I wanted to bring up some information that was to clarify. I talked about the immigrants coming across the border, and how we need to embrace them, and how to work and get away from tyranny in their country. The person, people that are coming across. There's a guy that you probably heard of. His name is Michael Yon. He's a former war correspondent, and he's been doing yeoman's work on the border and the Darien Gap. He goes down there routinely, and interviews the people coming up that are being brought up with the assistance of our government, the Red Cross, etc. His information is very compelling. His friend, who was mentioned also in the last segment, Doc Pete Chambers, he has gone down with Michael down on the border, and they've both documented, chronicled the people that are coming across the border, there, I don't know what the percentages are, but there's a huge number of people coming across the border that are not coming across the border that are looking for work or looking for freedom. There are, well, we already know that they've got a number of people on the terrorist watch list. There's a number of Chinese, a number of Haitians. There's Chechens coming across. They're all nationalities, unbelievable. And a huge percentage of them are military-age males that are across. Not to be dealt lightly and to be brushed off as individuals seeking freedom and jobs. I talk with and meet with Michael Yon and Doc Chambers on a routine basis. And I can tell you, both of these individuals, what they've told me is the individuals coming across the border are a threat. It is a problem. And the idea of embracing them wholly is not a good one, because we essentially have a group of individuals coming across. We do not know their intent, but we can tell by their appearance and demeanor that they're of ill intent. That's over.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dave. Jeff, you got any response to Dave's comments?
Yeah, I mean, the border should be controlled. Every normal country, you shouldn't be allowed to get into the United States except through the legal process. There's a problem allowing aliens in now. When the United States, was hungry for labor and immigrants, a lot of times it is men of military age who are going. They'll send when they get a job and they get established. They'll send for their family later. So I don't know, just from a historical or a sociological point of view, that you can determine what's inside people's heads because they're of military age. I mean, mostly elderly people are not going to, or people who are established in their lives, are not going to move to another country. It is people who are younger who are looking for opportunity. That's going to be younger men. And they aren't going to generally want to go there, the first time, not knowing where they're going to end up with children and a woman with them. They're going to send for them later. So I don't know how to evaluate it. As far as Chechens and other people coming, look, these are countries that there's been oppression and war in. People maybe have been displaced. There's been refugee camps with these people. At the same time, obviously, any enemy intelligence service, criminal organizations, and terrorist organizations are going to use an open border where people are trying to get in for personal reasons. They're going to use the open border to infiltrate the country, which is one of the reasons why you want to control your border. And the fact that we have a government that doesn't want to control the border, wants to have it open, and calls people racists who don't want the border controlled, shows that we have some kind of subversion problem in the government. We have people who have come into the government who are against the United States, because it is not in the United States' interest to have an open border. It's, in fact, in the interest of our enemies. This is as plain as can be. And that they can put it off on some kind of politically correct ideology all they want. They're enemies of the country. President Biden and all those Democratic candidates who said we have to have an open border, including Hillary Clinton, that it's racist to have a border, for the United States to have a border, those people should be in jail. In my personal opinion, it's treason. If I'm on the jury, it's treason. You have the laws of the United States. You've sworn to uphold it. You're adhering to enemies because enemies want that border open. That's my evaluation. That's analysis. People can't do it. Anyway.
Dave,
you got a follow up?
Yeah, I'm sorry if I made it sound like the age of these males was the sole criteria or one of the primary criteria. It really isn't. Both of these Green Berets, Michael Yon and Pete Chambers, went through and dealing with these people on the border. Everything from the number of tattoos and where the tattoos are placed to the weapons that they're carrying to the type clothes that they're wearing to their demeanor and the way that they were grouping up into various cliques. I'm not a former Green Beret, but these gentlemen are, and these gentlemen, as John, they are trained in going into indigenous areas and working with indigenous populations and helping them in many cases. And they are the ones that have been saying that this is a problem. And I take them at their word because they are what I would consider experts on it. So thank you very much for the time, and I enjoy the show, sir.
Okay, Dave, thank you. Well, clearly, if men of military age are crossing the U.S. border from Mexico carrying weapons, they're not your normal person seeking a better life on the face of it. Jeff, our next caller looks like is Thomas in Germany. Good morning, Thomas.
Greetings. Good morning, gentlemen. Mr. Nyquist, I was wondering what communist disinformation campaigns you've learned of over the years that have been successfully dismantled and how this was done. You know, disinformation campaigns, they also demoralize, you know, the patriot side that understands them but that can't stop them with, you know, telling the truth. And I was wondering what lessons can be learned from successful defeats of such campaigns.
Well, generally with disinformation campaigns, they're revealed long after they took place. Like, for example, the disinformation around the Ukraine terror famine in the 1930s, you were basically ridiculed. If you were a journalist, your career was negatively affected if you supported this idea that there was a terror famine in Ukraine. And, you know, eventually you had scholars, particularly the scholar who wrote the Harvest of Sorrow, whose name is evading me right now. Maybe you'll fill in the blank for me. But it generally started to come out in the 70s and the 80s with the Gulag Archipelago and that, except for a few specialists who understood the problem. The public did not really hear of the Holodomor, and it wasn't generally accepted then. You know, more than 40 years, practically half a century after it had happened. And of course, this was the same thing with the Cat and Forest Massacre. That was a tremendous disinformation operation in which the Germans were blamed for an atrocity that was committed by the Soviets. And even the British and the U.S. governments knew that the Soviets, their allies, were guilty. They contributed to covering it up, so much so that German leaders at the Nuremberg trial were blamed for that massacre. So the disinformation campaign has its effect at the time, and later is shown to be untrue, because lies can't last forever. They eventually get exposed when the real interest in covering it up is gone. Finding disinformation that fell flat, that didn't work, that's kind of hard, because the Russians have been very clever in their disinformation, in advancing it together with the interests of people that they can align with, who have a vested interest in it, and an interest in pushing it and in destroying anyone that opposes it. And then, because they've been involved in it, they have to keep it up as long as they're alive. So it's almost like a generational thing. Until those people pass away, you're not going to get an actual discussion because of the ridicule and the art of personal destruction of anyone who disagrees. So can I think of where they, in the moment they got caught? They do tell lies, you know, the official lies other than disinformation, the lies that are told, you know, the propaganda lies. But disinformation is when you send information through foreign newspapers and you have the lies come out of the lips of people who have no direct connection to you. And that seems to have its own magic. And it's not that everybody is fooled by the disinformation. There's always a group of, like myself, who they kind of say, all right, I see the pattern, this is disinformation. Mm-hmm. But in terms of policymaking, in terms of policymakers and stuff, I mean, you have the nuclear freeze movement, and the 80s didn't really work. But was it exposed as in certain publications that only, you know, anti-communists or conservatives read? It was only one side of this political spectrum had its eyes open, and maybe only one eye open. So there's been the movement to, stop the development of nuclear weapons, the development of the U.S. nuclear arsenal back in the late 40s and early 50s, both in Britain and the U.S. They didn't really succeed, but there were always people who believed in those things. And in the larger public mind, there wasn't not enough scholars, or the academic community didn't really try to directly tie that to the operations of Soviet intelligence. So there was, because academia has permeated with people who are sympathetic to socialism, and that has gotten worse over the years, clarity on these issues, I don't know that there's ever been clarity. You've got the environmentalism is a kind of disinformation movement. The Greens and stuff. And I don't think they're really conscious of where their beliefs actually originated or come from. Michael Waller is a person, J. Michael Waller, I spoke to him years ago. He'd started out in the environmental movement. He got up pretty high up, and he was shocked by their strategizing. And he said, well, aren't we going to hurt the environment if we do this? And he says, we're not about the environment. We're about communist revolution. He was like shocked. This is what he told me, his personal experience was. That at the very top of a lot of these organizations, filled with well-meaning people who want to do the right thing, are communists who are basically just puppeting them. Because communism, they use false flag movements and groups, and people who seem sincere are always the best, and they get them by idealism or by the misguided ideas they have. They get them to toe a certain line that's damaging to U.S. policy or NATO policy or to some country they want to undermine. I mean, look at the Vietnam War. I'm sure many people knew that the anti-war movement was, there was communists behind it. Richard Nixon went and asked the head of the CIA, improperly, by the way, Richard Helms, to try to find the connection between the anti-war movement in the United States and the Soviet KGB. And of course, Richard Helms came back and said, well, I can't find anything. And this is taken by scholars as proof that the Soviet KGB had nothing to do with the anti-war movement in the U.S. But in fact, defectors like Colonel Stanislav Lunev, who I knew personally, said, oh, that's crazy. We spent more money supporting the anti-war movement in the United States during the Vietnam War than we actually spent arming the North Vietnamese army. That's what he told me. It's in his book, actually, too, which is like, well, how did Richard Helms? The thing is, Richard Helms is not an investigative journalist, and the CIA is rather ham-handed when it's asked a question. Inappropriately, the CIA is going to investigate the U.S. anti-war movement? The CIA has no assets in the United States. The CIA's agents are all abroad. It's not even allowed by its charter to do that. So what else was Richard Helms going to tell Nixon? So there's these stories and questions. The West is so full of confusion, and we've done things backwards from the beginning, that there's very few people who have sorted it out. So, in answering your question, lessons learned, we got to get our act together, I guess.
It's okay. I can see now how the last 3 years, the Telegram bubble in Germany was prepared for this moment, where it's all on Putin's side. Anyways, the last follow-up, maybe to you both, is there a way that military officers are trained in this regard? Because, they're that line, and it would be good if there was some kind of mechanism to early, see this stuff. Yeah, I can wait.
We'll get Jeff's response after the break. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. You want the exact same equipment, no difference. The Department of Defense uses to protect buildings, generators, and vehicles. They're at my website at thelibertyman.com with a very nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment. Building with Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog, books for sale at Amazon. And Thomas, what's your follow-up question or comment?
Yeah, how military officers are trained in the regard of communist disinformation campaigns, because in the end, even if the public is, you know, confused or, you know, believing in the campaign, you really don't want, you know, military generals, officers to fall into the same trap, because that's really the bad thing. And I just wonder, there must be something, you know, how to train against that, or how they are trained, or... I hope.
Well, of course, the military is concerned with, you know, military operations and masking them, and of course, discovering enemy ones. So it's not the kind of this kind of strategic disinformation that the Russians, the Soviets, and the Chinese engage in is something that is, you could say, it's just about beyond most of the things we do. I can think of only few exceptions, which you might find in the areas related bizarrely to UFOs, which certain researchers have pointed to, a very complicated subject, but and also disinformation related to technologies we've been developing, you know, whether or not we're creating the impression that we have more technologies than, you know, advanced technology than we're claiming, or that we're hiding things that we do have. But in terms of the kind of strategic operations that the Russians engage in, that kind of visionary thinking does not seem to exist in the West. That is, the long term, we're not long term thinking enough, and we don't, you know, with Marx and Lenin, you have a conceptual crossing of the line, because they want to destroy all aspects of modern society and civilization and start over again. They want to have a revolution, a great leveling. They think in terms of attacking all kinds of structures, like the family, like infiltrating the schools and changing the way children form their ideas, and actually to change the teaching methods so that maybe children can't form certain conceptions. I mean, literally. I mean, you've got Orwell wrote about the Newspeak Dictionary. He wasn't just inventing that. The having control over language, you know, one of Stalin's last projects was on linguistics. I mean, you have nothing comparable in the terms of major leaders in the West becoming involved, like Stalin was, and other Soviet leaders in these very arcane intellectual subjects about how to control, you know, the Russians and the Soviets call it perceptions management, to actually manage people's perceptions so that even if people know certain facts, they can't put those facts together correctly. And there's just nothing that sophisticated on our side. And when I was in graduate school, talking about people at a higher level, it's, you know, academics, I was in a PhD program, I would bring some of these things to these other people. And these people went into think tanks and to the CIA and the State Department, these other PhDs, and it's like, oh, no, you never pay attention to defectors, because they're traitors, they're liars, you can't trust anything they say. So they just immediately X'd out. And it was like, who told you that? You know, why would you look at, don't you have the confidence that you can evaluate information you're being given on its own merits and not just blanketly, you know? But all of our methodologies were flawed. All of the basic thinking to get somewhere was short-circuited, and I think it's because communists were in our academia. They were training people, and they were training the people that train the people in the army, because where do most people get their training? And if you were to, now, I had a conversation 2 years ago with the army colonel who had worked in the U.S. Army War College, and he spoke disparagingly about the level of sophistication of the generals, their intellectual level, the amount of reading that they did, and that he was practically in despair over the intellectual excellence has been in decline. And I think a naval officer, I mentioned this on a previous show, told me last week how dismayed he was by the fact that many naval officers can't write a proper sentence in English. If you can't command language, you can't do analysis, right? So
thank you.
You can't think, yeah.
I just wanted to lead out, you know, on the warn of the Benjamin Fulford Weekly Report, because I think, you know, it's just the peak of all of the theories, and now being able to see through it, I'm just shocked. And yeah, they have plans. Thank you. Thank you both.
Okay, Thomas, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Before we get to the next caller, how can people subscribe to your website, Jeff?
There's a PayPal button below every video and article on this site.
Real simple and easy to do. I encourage people to do that. We have a break coming up. We're going to start with our next caller. Well, let's just wait a little bit, because that break's going to be here in just a few seconds. Well, Jeff, we just heard from our guest, Todd Callender, that the U.S. military is no longer combat effective. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. My guest this coming August will be my live studio audience at the John Moore Ozark Symposium, the first week of August at the beautiful Wildwood Springs Lodge, celebrating 100 years in business, a beautiful place. The amenities, the food is just beyond compare. It really is great. It'll be a lot of fun. I hope you can join me. Details at thelibertyman.com. And, of course, we have products at my website that are either found nowhere else on the Internet, such as the Energy Cleaner, or are more difficult to find, such as Liberator Rocket Heaters. Unless you're far north like Jeff Nyquist, winter is pretty much over in most of the country. On one hand, on the other, getting ready for next winter with a Liberator Rocket Heater would be a smart thing to do. The only stove we're aware of that burns both wood pellets and regular firewood, and a bonus, it has no smoke. Substantially less money than other stoves, which are not nearly as efficient. Our stove is rated by the EPA at 99.5% efficient. Last but not least, Energy Cleaners. If you have arthritis pain, you need Energy Cleaner. You really do. Sleep issues, same thing. Details at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, For your energy cleaner, your mattress pad, keep in mind I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. The toll-free our line, you don't want to give out your credit card number on the internet. Toll-free our line is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog, books for sale at Amazon. Jeff, it looks like our next caller is Laura in Michigan. Good morning, Laura. Okay, we don't have Laura. We got John in Michigan. Good morning, John.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good show. I don't get the opportunity to often hear it, but as far as education goes, I was involved with a lot of exposures to what they were bringing into our state in the 90s. Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Oregon were the pilot states for the new program that David Rockefeller and Hillary Clinton and Ira Magaziner came up with in the 80s, and it was to dumb down the students. And we're at a generation now, people 50 and under went through this system, so everybody on the school boards, the lawyers, the professors, everybody that was involved with this exposure in the 90s, it continues today. And it's the reason why there is hardly much real thinking going on, because they've taken the tools away from the society that is in that age group. And you saw it in your graduate school, the attitudes. I think recently two cities, Illinois and Maryland, in those states, the graduates from high school didn't even know how to do math. It was intentionally done this way. There's a letter that Mark Tucker wrote to Hillary Clinton, and you can find it on the internet, to explain this whole program that they were implementing. It was devastating to Northern Michigan. Here I ended up having to take my children out of school to homeschool them because of what was being brought into our city and our schools in Northern Michigan. So if you can read that letter from Mark Tucker to Hillary Clinton, that was when they first got into office, how happy they were to implement this destructive education system, which is going on today and should be really exposed at the utmost. They went after the black communities first with the Chicago Project, with Lyndon Baines Johnson, and then continued into the rest of the society with this dumbing down program.
Okay. Jeff, you got a response to John's comments?
Yeah, Robin Eubanks, who I've interviewed a number of times and whose book is, I think it's about educated, let's see, I can't remember the title of her book, but it's something like Educated to Destroy or Education to Destroy. If somebody looks up Robin Eubanks on line, she was a lawyer in Georgia whose kids were coming home with this stuff that the caller's describing. And she found that where it originated is the Soviet Union, believe it or not. The original documents that created the education programs that were adopted here, going back, clear back to the early 60s, were developed in the Soviet Union and just wholesale adopted. What happened in the early 60s, she told me, was that they gave this to the teachers and the teachers ignored it. That is, the bureaucrats would and the teachers would just close their door and go on doing what they did. But over time, as they created new teachers, they created new rules. They basically forced these methods on the system successfully. So that's why
they're called facilitators, the teachers are. They facilitate the agenda. And a book by Dr. Samuel Blumenfeld, The NEA, The Trojan Horse of American Education, does expose the fact that they did studies in Russia and Germany in the 20s and 30s to bring that curriculum to the United States. So you're right in saying that it is was developed in the communist countries, but it is just really tragic that these students are still inundated with it, and that these school boards and these parents that are now complaining that the school boards were part of the education system, so they're dumbed down. They don't understand what's going on, and that's so criminal. That this is happening to these young children, and they're being cheated out of their critical.
It is. Yeah, it is criminal because a human being is a whole package. So if you take away a person's reasoning ability, you take away their reason. You're hurting them. You're harming their whole being, because people need to be able to think in life. And when it comes to politics, for example, and government, a lot of abstractions come into play, you know, concepts that if people can't think in abstractions or those kind of concepts, they're pretty much helpless to somebody who is trying to manipulate them.
Correct.
That's the scary thing.
That's where we're at, and it just has to be exposed by everybody. All these athletes, they've been all dumbed down. Everybody has been through this system, has been cheated out of problem-solving, communication skills, and other forms of just knowledge to gain the full experience of a good education. And I was friends with Charlotte Iserby from Deliberate Dumbing Down as far as for a long period of time. And it's just so sad that it's not being exposed, because that's what has to be done. They have to change the education, and then we might get change in this country, because it's really, Charlotte said, it's gone too far, John. And so we're in like third or fourth generation of this dumbing down process.
Yeah.
Okay. Jeff, any further response for John?
Yeah, it is a severe problem, because if people are dumbed down, the problem is even breaching the subject, they're going to feel insulted that you're saying they're dumb. And so what do you do? How do you get around that? And then when people don't realize that that the intellectual culture they thought they had is a self-deception, that they really can't think, that they're just repeating propaganda they've heard, what do you do? You almost have to shut up. At some point.
That's a shame.
Well, if you could get to that book, the NEA, the Trojan Horse of American Education, I think it goes back to 1835 and explains the whole agenda that they had planned for the future. And then Mark Tucker's letter to Hillary Clinton, I think you'll like that one too. And God bless you, gentlemen. Thank you.
Okay. We appreciate the call, John. Any follow-up before we go to our next caller here, Jeff?
No.
Okay. Well, let's go to our next caller then. We got Fred in Iowa. Good morning, Fred.
Yeah, Jeff, everything you said about Lenin, I agree with. You're spot on. But our government is doing exactly what you said about Lenin. And I get so sick and tired and disgusted hearing about communism. Communism, bullcrap. What it is fascism. And when the state and the church go together, and the beast church subscribes to fascism, and the church will be the spiritual leader, and the government will be the guns. And we are falling from within. And this stupidity, and I shouldn't say it this way, because I'd done 4 years and 3 months in the Navy, and I made first class petty officer, which you can't do anymore in 3.5 years. And I got court-martialed once, deck court. Court-martial, the minimum one. But all these people and their fathers and their grandfathers and even their great-grandfather will join the military, go over and kill women and children and other Christians. They don't know. What you're saying about how ignorant people are is how ignorant they are. And I'm not saying protect this country, my God, no. But if we was ever invaded, which we are being invaded by the sanctions of our corrupt government from within and an open border and all this, people go on and on. This communism is crapola. It's fascism. And that's when big business and government and the church go together. All the small businesses and mom and pops will be bought up or destroyed, go bankrupt. And hallelujah, go over there and get your head blown off, and we got good medicine today, and we'll fix you up, and you'll be a cripple with your hands bent and your dull-eyed in your head. Well, yeah, wait, oh, put some wings on my son and let him do it. Well, that's all I've got to say. Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay, Fred, thank you for your call. Jeff, you got any response to Fred's comments?
Well, there's partly what Fred is saying is something out of communist literature. The communists defined fascism in the way he did. But we actually do have communists behind this. And communism in practice is statism, just like fascism is. And the distinguishing feature of communism is that it's the communist movement is behind it. There's no Mussolini movement in the United States. The people that are pushing the big government and all of these things that are destroying small businesses, they're part of the communist movement. They won't say that openly. But if you and I would tell Fred, go read the program of the Communist Party USA. And then go look at the Democratic Party platform and everything they do. Everything the Democratic Party is doing in the United States is in the program of the Communist Party USA, not in the Fascist Party USA.
Right. Okay?
It's not a Mussolini movement. It's not a Hitler movement. It's a communist movement. So that's what I would try to correct. Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you, Jeff. Our next caller is Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, everybody. I just wanted to say that I've been looking at maps of that you have the Navy maps of how the country is going to look. That's all over everything in the movies everywhere. And I wanted to ask Jeff if he thinks I don't know how to say this. I've been talking about other things this morning, but I don't believe that any of those earthquakes over there in Turkey and Syria, I don't think they've been made by, unless everybody wants to blame America for everything. We did that. I mean, I'm looking at the fact that they're having trouble with a new magic ball right now. And I think that Russia does have something where they can make an earthquake, right?
Yeah, Colonel Stanislav Lunev described that to me. He saw operational plans. They have some kind of directed wave or energy weapon. It's not by planting a nuclear weapon in a fault line. It's some kind of directed energy thing that can actually cause trigger faults to go off. It's a super weapon. Yeah, the Russians have it. And I believe him. I believe that he saw those plans, and I believe when he said he was told that they have the weapon, and this is they had this weapon 30 years ago. As far as you were talking about Navy maps, are you referring to the idea that there's going to be a Earth catastrophe, slipping of the Earth's crust that's going to cause continents and oceans to rearrange themselves? Is that what you're talking about?
John Moore, you could tell him about that, right?
I can, absolutely. Yep.
Yeah, I know about that. And there's was Professor Hapgood who had the theory of Earth crust displacement that Einstein was interested towards the end of his life. It's controversial. Nobody knows. They discovered coral reefs under the North Pole. And they thought, how could that be? That was under the equator. That means that the poles move around, right? Now, whether they move around slowly or quickly, or there's the catastrophic Earth changes theories, we don't entirely know. right? They have evidence suggestive that there's been these huge catastrophes, like there was one like 11,000 years ago. You've got the story of Atlantis and whatnot, and the flood, the great flood, right, in the Bible. So there's something, but projecting about it or the science of trying to figure out what's going to happen next, you know, I would take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, but far as you guys talking about being prepper, boy, that would call for real prepping, right?
Yeah, I don't know how you'd prep for that, because if Earth, the crust displacement is, it would be sheer happenstance who would survive, and it would be very few people globally.
Well,
all right. Hold on. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret. SusannaSecret.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back. Let's, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and wrap up your comments with Pat there, John. Jeff, go ahead. You're on mute there, Jeff.
Well, I just wanted to say that I do believe the Earth is going to tip on its axis. I don't know if it's Planet X. I guess Professor McKinney would talk about that. But the thing is, and we don't know what the orbit's going to be. It can make the Earth tip, and which is maybe is done before, you know. So, and we lived through it. So I'm not sure everybody would die if something happened like that. But, you know, as far as having plenty of food to eat and all that, I would put the fear of God in people because he can control the orbit of Planet X. And that's what my main goal is, to do that. And I don't think they're going to know God until they read his autobiography. You know what I mean? So,
okay. Well, thank you, Pat. We'll get a response from Jeff. Jeff, got about a minute and a half here, sir. You're on mute, Jeff. Jeff, you're still on mute. There you go.
There's a lot of pseudoscientific speculation or even scientific speculation. But the thing about speculation is it's not proof of anything. And we have to remember that, you know, the world is always going to remain largely mysterious. There's going to be more that we don't know than we do. And that it takes a tremendous amount of work to know something, really know something about the a little thing, you know. So it's there's shelves and shelves of books filled with different ideas and different interpretations and speculations. And I would just caution people not to put too much into things that are not proven.
That's good advice, Jeff. It really is. Well, thank you for being with us, and we look forward to having you back next week, sir. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, your essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition, never ever get your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri. Lovely state of Missouri I get to live in. The beautiful, large state of Texas. And Lord, please, God bless the United States.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.